USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has reported nearly 200,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day. About 195,000 new cases were reported on Friday, a new single-day high. That pushed the seven-day average of new cases to over 166,000. The U.S. has now passed 12 million total coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. There is some good news in the fight against COVID tonight, as an experimental treatment for COVID-19 has gained emergency authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The antibody treatment developed by Regeneron is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. Treatment had been praised by President Trump and was one of the therapeutics that he received while he was hospitalized after contracting the virus back in October. Earlier this month, emergency authorization was also given to a similar drug being developed by drug maker Eli Lilly. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge in Pennsylvania has dismissed a lawsuit from the Trump campaign that sought to stop the state from certifying its election results. The president's lawyers had argued that different counties took different steps to let voters know about issues with their mail-in ballots, therefore violating the guarantee of equal protection under the law. In a statement, the president's legal team said they would appeal the district court's decision all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. And if you're unsure about preparing your turkey to top your Thanksgiving table, Tim Berg tells us where to find all the answers from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, the Butterball Turkey Line is ready to help. The line has been around since the 1980s, and the most common question they get is how long it takes to defrost a turkey, which the professionals say is 24 hours for every 5 pounds, and to thaw it in the fridge. Anyone planning to cook a turkey who has questions can call the hotline at 1-800-288-8372. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New regulations have been introduced by the Trump administration to lower prices for prescription drugs. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Among the new regulations is the elimination of the middleman called pharmacy benefit managers, who some claim reduce the price of prescriptions, while others say these people are making a fortune. Dr. Merrill Matthews is the resident scholar at the Dallas Area Institute for Policy Innovation.
There are middlemen there who negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, negotiate big discounts, pass some of those discounts on to consumers and patients, but they keep a lot of that money, and he's trying to get that middleman out of there and pass those savings on to individuals.
When Mr. Trump took office, he said he was going to lower out-of-pocket expenses for Americans. I'm John Clemens.
And do you have questions on preparing your turkey to top your Thanksgiving table? From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, Tim Berg tells us the font of turkey knowledge is open for business.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, the Butterball Turkey Line is ready to help. The line has been around since the 1980s, and the most common question they get is how long it takes to defrost a turkey, which the professionals say is 24 hours for every 5 pounds, and to thaw it in the fridge. Anyone planning to cook a turkey who has questions can call the hotline at 1-800-288-8372. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.